Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalam ala asyrafil anbiya wa khatamil mursalin nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bil ihsan ila yaumiddin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now before we get started today, I'd like to raise an issue. Because since we've been Muslim, we've been using different phrases. We've been running around saying things like, you know, that's my brother. Or we've been running around saying things like, that's my sister. But let me ask you something. In Islam, what does it mean to be someone's brother or sister? Because we know before we were Muslim, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guided us to Islam, we had a small understanding of what my brother is, or who my brother is, or who my sister is, my little brother, my little sister. But is this what being a brother is in Islam? Now we know that being a brother to either Muhammad or Fatima, or for those sisters, being a sister to either Muhammad or Fatima, we understand that this is a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand we do this because of the fact that one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do this. And two, because of the fact that we're trying to use this as a way of gaining some unity in the Muslim ummah. And three, because of the fact that we want to do this so that we can gain a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, being as though we understand that this is something that we do as worship, or something that is worship, we need to take and understand that we need to learn what brother and sisterhood is in Islam from the best of creation, from the best of mankind. And this was Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is because of the fact that there is no brotherhood better than the brotherhood that he taught his companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. So in order for us to have a good brotherhood or a good sisterhood, in order for us to have that relationship with our brothers and sisters that we've been commanded to have, we need to learn what this is, what this relationship is in Islam. And we know that from amongst the greatest of these issues is loving one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this over and over again from the different statements of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And we see this over and over as well in the different statements in Allah's book. Now, look at that hadith where Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَيْنَ مُتَهَابُونَ بِجَلَالِهِ الْيَوْمَ أَذِلُّهُمْ فِي ذِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلِّي. And this is a hadith that's related by Imam Muslim. And in this hadith, Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, that verily Allah will say on the day of resurrection, where are those who have a mutual love for my glory's sake? Today I shall shelter them in my shadow, when there is no shadow other than my shadow. And this is a hadith, as we said, that was reported by Imam Muslim. Now we see here the issue of us loving one another, the issue of us having this mutual love for one another, for Allah's sake, is so important that Allah has placed for it, or has set for it, a reward. On the day of judgment, where there is no shame, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam tells us in this hadith, Allah will shade these individuals because of their love for one another. And we all know from the different classes that we've done, talking about Aqidah and things along these sorts, that Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to be a heavy situation on a lot of people. And one of the things that the believers are going to need Yawm al-Qiyamah is shade. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam told us about the reward for the individuals who love one another for Allah's sake. Do you not see this as being something that is important? We need to begin to love one another. And this means that we're not trying to play tricks on one another. We're not trying to lie and deceive one another. We're not trying to call each other to the evil and call each other to those things that will cause Allah to be displeased with us and possibly decide to punish us for. None of these are things that we do with individuals that we love. And this is why we say that it's important that a lot of these issues that we feel as though they're easy issues, things that are just understood, sometimes we need to take them back and ask the imams of our masajid and things along these sorts, can you explain to me exactly what this is in Islam? Because we know things have their literal meaning to them. But as well, when they're used in an Islamic sense, a lot of times they have their Islamic meaning, and we need to understand this. We're Muslims. This is the way of life that we claim that we choose. So we need to understand all of the issues, whether we consider them to be big or small, because we need to begin to look at life in all of its different aspects in light of the understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. So we see here, we need to begin to love one another for the sake of Allah. And it doesn't mean just say, I love you for the sake of Allah. But this love is going to come out in our actions and our statements. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who are mutahabin lillah, or those people who love one another, have a mutual love for one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well, like we just mentioned, we understand that it's from the sunnah that we tell one another when we love one another. We don't just leave the situation wide open. We don't just say, okay, well, he assumes, he knows I love him. Is this the type of love that we wanted from our fathers or our mothers or our brothers or sisters before Islam? No. We wanted individuals to tell us that we love them. This helps to increase our love for them. So with your brothers and sisters, you need to tell them, listen, I love you for the sake of Allah. And this is nothing, this isn't a strange concept to us. Like we said, this is what we wanted before Islam, and this is what the Prophet ﷺ explained that we need to be about now that we're Muslim. Look at that hadith that Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, Al-Adab al-Mufrid. Or the book, I think they translated it, is called The Muslim Morals and Manners. I think that's the way they translate it. But he mentioned that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ الرَّجُلُ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُخْبِرْهُ أَنَّهُ يُهِبَّهُ. And again, we said this was related by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. And in this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he tells you, and you need to begin to look at these ahadith and these ayat as though you're being spoken to. Because this is what we base our life on. These narrations were left for you, me, the next man, the next sister. These are instructions on how we're supposed to run our lives. So here the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling you that if one of you loves his brother, that he should tell them that he loves him. And we understand that there's a general principle in Sharia that explains to us that generally what goes for the man goes for the woman, except that there is a dalil or a proof that shows a difference between the two. So this isn't only for the brothers. You sisters need to be telling one another that I love you for the sake of Allah. Let them know this. Because this is something that increases an individual's love for you. But the thing about it is, you don't just only tell them with your mouth. This isn't something that is shown only with our statements. Think back. Was it enough for anyone in your life before you were Muslim to tell you they loved you and not to show it to you? Was it something that was believable, or was it something that made you want more? And when an individual showed you they loved you, it made you love them more. So how much more in this land? How much more now that we are upon guidance? How much more that we know now that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that this is what we need to be upon? So what are we waiting for in order to apply these things? Now, we talked about the issue of loving one another and telling one another about the fact that we love one another. Something that it doesn't negate the love, but something that does not show love. Something that causes hatred and anger in the ranks is oppression. So being as though we're now working together to try to better the relations between the Muslims in this Ummah, we need to understand what it is we're supposed to be upon and what it is we're supposed to leave off. And this oppression is something we definitely need to leave off. And this is something that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam spoke in detail about. This is something that we see that is mentioned over and over and over and time again in the Book of Allah. And this issue of oppression is something that unfortunately has become common amongst the people. But look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, where Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala an, where he said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam narrated on his Lord, that he said, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu dhulm ala nafsi, وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. Now listen to this. This is one of those types of ahadith, this hadith Qudsi, that we know means that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrated on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that Allah said, but it's not from the Quran. But either way, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah said, O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself, and I have made it forbidden amongst you. He says, فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. He says, so do not oppress one another. Subhanallah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us not to oppress one another. This hadith was related by Imam Muslim. And this is because all of the evil that comes out of it, all of the sin and rancor that is developed, all of the anger and hatred that is developed, there's nothing but evil in it. We know that we have not been commanded to leave off anything except that it has an abundant amount of harm in it. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon us, one, and two, from His abundance of knowledge. So we see here that we have been commanded to love one another. We see here that we have been told to tell one another about this love, or to show, or even to show, I don't want to say just to tell, one another about the fact that we love one another. Now, we've also been told or commanded here, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. He says, so do not oppress one another. So this is something that we need to understand. It's something that we need. It's a necessity that we leave it off. Now, obviously, when we look around nowadays, we see that oppression, it does happen. People oppress one another on a regular basis, whether it be on purpose or accidentally. It happens. Now, as brothers and as sisters, what do we do? Do we add fuel to the fire? Do we throw gasoline down on the fire? Do we continue to edge on each of the individuals and say, okay, I can't believe they did that to you? I can't believe, are you going to let them get away with this? What kind of man are you? Or what kind of woman are you? Is this the type of individuals that we're supposed to be? Are we supposed to be sitting around backbiting and slandering our other brothers and sisters? Or do we make excuses for one another? Or do we try to call one another to the good? Or do we call one another to forgiving one another? No. Many times, if you look at it, look at the last time something happened to you and everyone found out. Did people tell you that you need to forgive that Muslim because just as you like to be forgiven, that you should forgive? Or did they tell you how horrible they are, leave them alone, leave them off, and, you know, make dua against them? Subhanallah. Now, look at these two statements. We find them in the Quran. The first of these we see in Surah Al-Hujarat, ayah number 10, where Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that the believers are nothing other than brothers to one another. So make reconciliation between your brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy. So here we see that Allah didn't tell us to be troublemakers. Allah didn't tell us to add fuel to the fire. Allah didn't tell us to run around and causing fitna in the earth and telling brothers to leave their wives and wives to leave their brothers and telling brothers to boycott other brothers because they don't like the way that or the lack of respect that they have for them and things along these sorts. This is craziness. This isn't brotherhood. This isn't sisterhood. This is folda. It's madness. And then we look at another statement in Surah Al-Anfal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَسْلِهُ ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, so fear Allah and fix those matters of differing between you. He says fix them. He doesn't say aid in their destruction or aid in trying to make them bigger than they actually are or aid your brothers in hating one another and disliking one another and being upset with one another. He says no. He says, wa asnihu dhata baynikum. He says, and fix those areas that you differ in, those areas of uncomfortability or those things that may happen between you. And he's talking about between the Muslims. And this is why I'm saying there's no way. I don't believe that anyone's trying to help to destroy this brotherhood or this sisterhood that we're supposed to have. I think the majority of the problem is we're not understanding what it is, what this relationship is that we're supposed to have according to the Quran and the Sunnah. So this is why it's so important that, like we said in the beginning of this, and something that we've said in a lot of the previous classes, that we need to make sure that we understand these basic concepts. These basic principles that we have, unfortunately, many times left alone. Now, we just talked about how we act when this oppression or different things may have happened, or even just someone wrongs us, whether it be something huge or something small. We talked about how we're supposed to be when it happens between two individuals. Now, let's talk a little bit, just for a second or two, about what we're supposed to be like when it happens to us as individuals. When our brother, he does something that we don't like, or our sister, she does something that we don't like. Are we supposed to hate them for life? Someone may do us wrong regardless of what the reason are. Regardless of what the reason is. But we know that this individual was our brother or sister. We've trusted them and they've let us down. Or we put our faith in them and then they let us down. Whatever the situation may be. Do we sit around and make dua against these people that Allah hold them responsible for what they did? Do we make dua that Allah punishes them in the hellfire? Is this what we're supposed to do with one another? Is it? Or do we try and forgive these individuals? Now, I'm not saying that you can't do this. I'm not saying that you can't be upset and you can't. Well, actually, no, you shouldn't hold grudges. But it's normal, we're going to be upset. But after a while, we have to realize, regardless of what is permissible for us to do, we need to take a look at the situation of what's best. What is the best thing for us to do? And the best thing for us to do is be forgiving. Now, we see this all throughout the Quran. We see this all throughout the Hadith as well. We see that, as a matter of fact, in Surah Ash-Shura, in verse number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now listen to this. Subhanallah. Allah, He says here that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. He says, and those who, when an oppressive wrong is done to them, that they take due action or they may take revenge. But what does he say right after this? He says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. He said that the reward for evil is an evil just like it. He says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Listen to that. Brothers and sisters, take a second. Brothers and sisters, take a second and listen to this. He says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. He said, but the one who forgives and makes reconciliation, then his reward will come from Allah, that Allah will reward this person abundantly. And he says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ends this ayah, He says that verily Allah does not like the ظَالِمِينَ. And again, this is Surah Ash-Shura, verses 39 and 40. And the last thing we want to talk about, because we've talked about, you know, oppression and being oppressed and things along these sorts. And the last thing that we want to touch on is something that it seems like we all have problems with, every one of us. And this is covering up our brother and our sister's faults. Not trying to expose one another for every little thing that we're doing and things along these sorts. Because of the fact that we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide our faults. We all have huge things that if the people knew about, that the people would run from us. They'd be like, listen, these people are no good. We wouldn't be happy that other people would expose these things about us. So why is it that we feel as though it's okay to expose these things about other individuals? Listen to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam that was reported by Imam Muslim. Listen to this hadith and listen to it carefully, because hopefully it will dispel this ignorant attitude that many of us have been brought up with. And I say ignorant because it's done out of ignorance. Because of the fact that the only thing that would cause us to do this is not knowing what it is we're supposed to be doing. Listen to this hadith. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Subhanallah, listen to that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever covers up the bad deeds or the mishaps or the acts of oppression, things along these sorts, of a Muslim, whoever does that, whoever covers these things up, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do this for them in this life and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. And the first thing we want to do when we hear about somebody doing something is run and tell the other brother and the other sister, yo, you heard what happened with this one? Yo, you heard what she did? Yo, you heard, guess what I just saw? That's the first thing we want to do when we see bad deeds being done. Can you believe so-and-so had the audacity to do that? This is not the way that we've been commanded to be with one another, brothers and sisters. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us and tells us the opposite. Tells us the virtues of covering up our brother's faults and their sins. He says that if we do it here, then Allah will do it for us here and in the hereafter. And who doesn't need this? So we end today's class up the same way we started it off, by explaining that we need to learn what brotherhood is and what sisterhood is in Islam, so that we can start applying this principle that is a huge principle in Islam. It's something that without it, we're not going to be able to establish unity amongst the Muslims. And unity amongst the Muslims is that which causes us to have strength and honor throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this love in our hearts for one another and remove any type of anger and hatred and wanting to see bad for our brothers and sisters. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.